The Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order restricting personal use set netting on the Kosilof River yesterday, but managers are seeing some promising signs for king runs on the Kenai, Susitna, and Deshka rivers. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports.
Fish and Game put a very similar restriction in place last summer. The difference is how they cut fishing time approximately in half. Last year, they closed the fishery halfway through its 10-day season, and this year, personal use set netters will get the full season, but fishing hours per day will be cut. It'll be open from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. beginning June 15th. Usually, it's open until 11 p.m. ADF&G Commercial Fisheries Area Management Biologist Pat Shields says there's not an exact correlation between decreasing fishing time and decreasing the harvest of early-run Kosilof kings, but it's close.
No, I don't have some table, some graph, some, you know, analysis that will indicate that, you know, we're going to save 43.1% of the fish by taking away 43.1% of the hours. But that's what we would assume. Take away half the hours, we would hope that we would save half of the harvest of the kings.
Kenai River-bound king salmon do get most of the attention, but both the early and late run on the Kosilof River have their own struggles. The early run has missed its escapement goals in two of the last 5 years, even when the department put heavy sport fishing restrictions in place. Now, as we recall, the fishing for the early king run on the Kenai was shut down completely this year. Pretty drastic move. And sport fishing on the Kosilof, taking all those restrictions together, is all but closed. But there's some good news.
To date right now, the Kenai River early run is promising, especially compared to last year. I mean, it's not a robust large run by any means, but we already have made the forecast for the return this year, and we're only between a third and a halfway through the run, depending on run timing. And so that's encouraging that the early run to date, anyway, is returning at a rate better than we expected.
He says the Susitna River is seeing a better than expected run of kings too, and so is the Deshka.
At this point, though, it's good to be talking about a glass that might be half full rather than saying for sure the glass is half empty. And we haven't been able to talk positively about kings for a few years. I'm not trying to say that we're there yet because we are early in these runs, but at least the early part of the king salmon returns in quite a few systems this year look promising.
Of course, no numbers are out yet for the Kosilof, but the early king run on the Kenai has already surpassed last year's run with 3 weeks left. As of Monday, more than 2,200 kings had been counted. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.